Yeah, we're all saying good. Okay, how's everyone going? How's the skittish? How's everyone managing? Yeah, we're all saying good. Okay, can you hear clearly? Okay, really good. This is really a quick sequel on what we said yesterday. So we spoke yesterday about the shala of if someone's got a cold, can someone else drink the wine? Yeah, raise the question. I mean, someone wants to make kiddush, but he doesn't feel up to drinking the wine. So we started with a basic halacha that when a person makes kiddush, really, the Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Yud Dalet, that ideally, the best mitzvah is that the person who's making the kiddush should drink the molly lugma of wine. Siv Yud Dalet, towards the end of the Siv, because the Mechaber goes through a few shitters, he says, Hagoinim Sovrim, this is the third shitter the Mechaber brings, Shev Lo Toam HaMekadish, if the Mekadish himself doesn't taste, Lo Yotza, he's not Yotza. It means he doesn't have the shear of Molly Lugmov. I think that's what he means, because that's the shit that they all bring down, that he should have a Molly Lugmov, otherwise you're not Yotza. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Haina Lizor Lechatchila. This is Lechatchila, we want to try and accommodate the shitter. Yeah? And B'di'evet, we saw the two other shitters. The second shitter, the middle shitter, is that a person, you can have other people who are joining with you, one of them can drink the Molly Lugmov. That's the second shitter. And the most lenient shitter is that you can have all the people who are with you, they can join together and make up a Molly Lugmov. So there's three shitters. The best is that the person making the kiddush has the whole Molly Lugmov himself. The second shitter is that one of the listeners has the Molly Lugmov. That can be, we said yesterday, that can be a man. A woman, and Ravosna says that's the ideal. If you can't have them, you can have a child who's a Gir Lechinuch, who's being Yotze the Kiddush, they can also be the one to have the Molly Lugmov. And the third shitter is that if you can't manage that, then as long as Metziruf, there's a combination of people who listen to the Kiddush, if they combine together to make a Molly Lugmov, you can be Yotze with that as well. That's the third shitter. So coming back to what we're speaking about, it should come out that someone who can't drink the wine himself really shouldn't make the kiddush, ideally. But we said already yesterday that it's not common for the balabos in the house not to make kiddush himself. And therefore, the evidence in this case is like a b'di'evet k'matzav, a person is allowed to make kiddush, and he can give it to one of his mishpocha to drink the wine. And zecher b'di'evet, right, as Mishnah Berurah says, I want to try to do the first shitter we mentioned. But the end of the scheme, all of them can join together. He says, that's important actually. The drinking shouldn't take more than Gereachidus Pras. Gereachidus Pras is a big question how much that is. We normally take on, and it's relevant to many things. Where does anyone know? Where else is Gereachidus Pras relevant to? What else is in the gear to the Shir Kalei Achidus Pras? Sorry? Brocha Achroini, yeah, Brocha Achroini. You're going to make a Brocha Achroini if you have a kazayas of food within Kalei Achidus Pras. And some say drinks are a question of what the Shir is, but the Moshe of food, you can only have it if you have Kalei Achidus Pras. So we take on normally that is between 3 and 4 minutes. So the Kiddush here should be had, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, this Molly Lugmov has to be done within the shear of 3 to 4 minutes. That would be 3 to 4 minutes. That's what one should do. Obviously, when a person's drinking himself, the same halacha. That means if the Makadish is making Kiddush and he has to drink Molly Lugmov, he's got the same thing. He has to drink a Molly Lugmov within the shear of 3 to 4 minutes. Ideally, he should drink it straight away. But at least, is he should be doing it within a shear of Kalei Achidus Pras. Okay, that was the first part we spoke about yesterday. And so we said that's what a father can do. We said also Achidus yesterday, this whole halacha, it says this whole halacha only applies that the Mekalish should do it himself. It's only talking about when the Mekalish is making for others and he's also being Yotze. If the Mekalish is being might see other people. He's already been used to the Kiddush. We set an example. Can be, watch, let's say the husband went to a Kiddush and shul on Shabbos morning. Same Kiddush with Friday night, Shabbos morning, no Kiddush. And he's heard Kiddush. Or let's say on Friday night he went somewhere, he made Kiddush somewhere. And now he's coming somewhere else to make Kiddush. So he's already, you've been Yotzei his Chiv of Kiddush. In such a case there's no problem if you rely on the other shitter that one of the listeners can drink a Molo Lugmov. The whole idea of him drinking Molo Lugmov is only when he makes Kiddush be Yotzei the Mitzvah himself. If he's already been Yotzei the Mitzvah, then he's not Mechoy to drink a Molo Lugmov. We can let other people do it. That's what Mechoy says. Okay. Ideally, we said you should drink the Molo Lugmov straight away. If a person spoke straight after he made Kiddush, before he drank anything, it's a hefsek. He's got to repeat this broch. He's got to repeat the boy broke off, and the boy broke off and is lost because he spoke in between. So the boy broke off and is not valid anymore. He has to repeat the broch unless he was speaking something to do with Kiddush. I don't know, something in the moshul. For example, he said, "Can you pass me a cup to pour the wine into?" It's not ideal, but if he spoke me'inyan of Kiddush, something to do with the Kiddush, then lechayra he still it's not called a hefsek, but he have it, and he does not repeat the broch. He said something completely nothing to do with it at all. He said, "Oh, my shoes are dirty." He looks at his shoes before he drinks the wine. Then he's lost the boy prayer goffin, and he has to make a new boy prayer goffin. Okay, boys. Sorry. That's right, yeah. Anything to do with the brocha, quite right. Anything to do with someone says to someone before he makes hamoish nechem al oretz, before he eats his bread, he says to someone, for example, pass me the salt to dip the bread in. Aval, it's not lechat chadar, it's lechat chila this, but if he did... Sorry? Yeah, but I say it's not a problem. I'm not sure if it's lechat chila, I don't know, but he doesn't have to make a brocha again if he does that. Okay, anyways, let's move on. Very interesting today, to the Shir today. And now, the halacha is, what about using someone else's Kiddush wine? That means this can happen. The moshel, let's say the family are eating together. It doesn't have to be a family, it can be a Kiddush. A person, let's talk about a family. It's Friday night, and Baruch Hashem, there's a big mishpacha there, the parents, the siblings, and Baruch Hashem, it's a nice affair. So the father makes Kiddush first, and he's got a big kois. And he drinks Molly Lugmov of the kois, and he gives his wife, whoever it is, and there's another half of the kois still left of wine. So the next person now wants to make Kiddush. So he wants to know, can I use that wine to make Kiddush? Now, let's say, for example, there's half a kois from his father who's drunk half the kois, and someone else has made Kiddush and also left over half the kois. So what you want to do now is to combine the two halves together to have one kosh sholem, and you want to make kiddush on that. Can you do that, Rabbi Yisai? Why not? Very interesting, actually. There's a special halacha about kiddush that a kosh pogum one should not use for kiddush. What's called a kosh pogum? A wine that has been drunk from in a kois, or actually in a bottle. Last night, kids, but for example, if someone drank from a bottle wine, yeah, it's not very nice, not very polite, but if he did that, that wine now in that bottle cannot be used for Kiddush. So in our example over here, where two people drank from the Kiddush wine, and you got two koises of half a cup each left in it, and you want to join it now to a third kois to make it both, put both of them in, you'll make a full kois, a revius, with the two half cups combined, you may not use that wine for Kiddush. That's called Yayin Pogum. Yayin Pogum should not be used for Kiddush. Sorry? I'm coming to what I can do. I'm coming to how you're sucking it, yeah? Now, that wine cannot be used. Yeah, I said to you, it makes no difference how you drank from the cup, you drank from a bottle. That is no good. In fact, not only that, if someone drinks with a straw, for example, someone puts a straw in this cup and he drinks the wine through the straw, the leftover wine in there is pogum. And that wine cannot be used now for Kiddush by itself. There's nothing you can use of anything else. There's nothing wrong at all. If you want to make a boy break off in the middle of the meal or whatever, or at some other time, there's nothing wrong. But a Kiddush is a special halacha. That yayin pogum should not be used. Now, quite right, there is a way to masakin yayin pogum. Oh, now it's interesting. The halacha is the best way to masakin yayin pogum is a two-fold procedure. The best way to masakin it is to do a double act. What do you do? First of all, you're supposed to do, you add some wine or water into the kois. That is not pogum. So for example, I've got a kiddush cup, which I've drank half of it from, and I've left now in the kiddush cup half wine. And I want to pour that into another cup to let someone use it. The way to masakin it is, first of all, it's a two-step procedure. Step number one is I take from the bottle of kiddush wine, which has not been drunk from, obviously, it's not yayin pogum, and I pour a little bit of that into my kiddush kois. Or I can go to the tap and pour a little bit of water into that kois. That is masakin yayin pogum, according to some rishonim. That is, as long as you've got, there's no shear, but this is no shear. As long as a person puts a small amount of yayin, which is not pogum, he pours it into the pogum de kois, it's that way around. He pours it into the kois of, what do you call it? That way you'd be masakin the kois, and there's no shear. There's even a very small amount can be done. That's step one. Other rishonim holds that you have to do something else. You have to pour the cup of wine back into the bottle where there's roiv wine, and that's mevatel the kois pogum. Ideally, one should follow both procedures. In order to make it not yayin pogum, the ideal is to do both stages. That means you take a bit of wine or water and you pour it into your kois, which is pogum, and then you pour that cup of wine back into a bottle or into another cup which has got wine in it, where there's roiv against this. You with me, Rabbi Yisai? But the Evet, either way is good enough. But the Evet, either method is good. Many people only do one way or the other. It's actually some people only do one way. But lechatchila, it looks like mitzvah halacha, one should do both. But the Evet, lemaisa, one can masakin it by doing either one or the other. Either pour a tiny bit of wine or water, which has not been drunk from, into the kois. Or what you do is you pour from this kois into a bottle of wine, which has got more than that, spittle barov. That's the way of doing it. That's the way you're masakin it. Okay, we said already yesterday, the shiur moly lukum, that a person should drink from. One other thing, if b'dieved, a person made kiddush on wine that was pogum, means he joined two cups together from which people had drunk from. He joined it together and made kiddush on that. B'dieved, this kiddush is valid. So he's yotze kiddush, not chachila, but b'dieved, this kiddush still works. Okay. Okay, I just forgot to mention, we spoke about this yesterday, but I just wrote in my notes over here. The Shiur Mori Lugmov is not very much. It's Roiv Ravias, we said, yeah? And that's for an average person. So it's not very much. It's 45 mil. Let's see what I've got. We have got a big cup over here. Let's just have a look at it. I think a normal L'chaim glass is about 30. So it's a bit more than that. I've got a bigger one here. Which one have we got? A Shiur, let me just see here. You see, there's two cups over here. I don't say what it is. Oh, the small L'chaim glass I've got over here is 30 mil. That's why I'm not quite, it's quite big. The other one, obviously, I'm sure is a lot bigger than this. What's it got? Yeah, the other one I've got in front of me, I've got two of them in front of me. One is 60 mil. What's a lot, actually. One is 60 mil, this cup, and the other one is 30. So it's in between these two cases, actually. I'm showing you on the screen over here. A 45 mil is in between these two. It's not very much. It's really not very much at all. So, I mean, you can't see it where you are now. This is a shear, but that's what it is. It's 45 mil. It's not very much. It's between those two L'chaim glasses I've got over here. I think the first L'chaim glass is bigger than the normal one. Does anyone know what's the standard L'chaim glass size? You only have the big ones, you don't know the small ones. No? No one knows what a small L'chaim glass is? I've got 30, but it looks quite, this one looks bigger than normal. Okay, maybe, anyway, it's between those two. That's what it is between. Okay, now it's very interesting halacha now, very, very interesting. And that is, the Mechaber says, I think it's the same Mechaber actually. The Mechaber in Sif Yudale, what we're doing, It says like this. Mikol Mokom mitzvah min amuvcha sheet amukulam. There's a mitzvah min amuvcha that everyone should taste from the kosher kiddush. All the people who are being yotz the mitzvah kiddush, there's a mitzvah min amuvcha that a person takes part of this of the wine. I thought the reason was is to show the chavivus of the kosher kiddush that everyone wants to partake of the kiddush kosher. There's no shiur for everyone else. That means the person who's making kiddush should have a modern lugbov. 45 mil. Everyone else just has to have a mashu. He only has to have a very small amount. Sorry? Yeah? All he has to do is have a very small amount. If he has a very small amount, that's a chavivas ha-mitzvah. You're showing that you like the mitzvah and you're also taking part in it, so you have a very small amount. Now, there's a bit of a problem with this, and that is that the people who have the mashu should preferably not have yayin pogum. They shouldn't have wine that is pogum. That means anyone who's joining in the mitzvah kiddush should ideally have wine that's not been pogum. Now, how do you do that? There's two eitzes. Eitzah number one is if a person drinks from the actual kos of kiddush itself, that means, let's say, the father makes kiddush, and he drinks, let's say, half the kos. That's, let's say, molly lukmov. If that kos then gets passed around to the rest of the masubin, to the rest of the people, and they drink from that original kos, there's no problem of yayin pogum. Yayin pogum is only when kiddush has been made on a cup of wine and that wine is now transferred to another cup. And then in the second cup, that's called yayin pogum. Whatever was made in the kiddush cup itself, that was kiddush wine, that has not got a problem with yayin pogum. Therefore, if you pass that cup of wine round to all the people who are listening and they all drink from that cup, then there's no problem of yayin pogum. Okay, everybody say. Yeah? A lot of funny noises going on there. Is everyone with me so far? Yeah? So what you drink from, the wine, if you drink from the original kos and you pass that original kos round, you pass that original cup round, and people drink from that original kos, there's no concern of yayin pogum. What's that other eight, sir? The other eight in the Mephoshim say is what happens is I make kiddush, let's say. I make Boi Priya Gofen. Before I drink from this cup of Boi Priya Gofen I made on, I take the kos and I pour a little bit of it into a second kos. And then I drink a Moli Lugmor from the first kos. The first kos should ideally still have a revis in it. So I drink from the first kos where I poured out some wine into a second cup. Then I drink that first kos, finished, a bottle of lukmov. That second cup now has got the mind of kiddush wine. I can add some more grape juice to it and distribute that kos to other people, and they're having a kosher kiddush wine, which has not been drunk from, because I poured it out before I drank from it. Sorry? I shall repeat it again, this one. This eighth, so what I should do is, I make kiddush, for example, let's say, I'm going to show you, you can't see him, I'm going to show you on here. I make kiddush on, let's say, it's a big kos, 150 mil. Before, if I say, the brocha, boi, pra, gofren, I make the mekadosh shabbos, before I drink the wine, I take another kos, and I pour from my first kos a bit into here. I make sure that in the first kos, which I had, where I made kiddush on, there's a revir still in the cup. I drink from there, Molly Lugmov, that's the best thing to do. Drink it, put it down. This other cup now, which has got a little bit of wine in from my original kos, which I never drank from when I poured it in, I can now top it up with other wine and distribute the wine in here to all other people around the table. What's the disadvantage with that? Why is that a bit worse than the first day? Anyone know why? Why is that a bit of a disadvantage that way? Come on, Rabbi Yisrael, what's happened to everyone? The first case is I make Boi Priya Gofen, I drink my wine, and I leave over half the kos, and I pass it around the table, that original kos where I make kiddush on. When? When I pass it around? Well, I make kiddush on my kos, it had a revius, a bit of a revius in there, a bit more than a revius. I drink Molly Lugmov, It makes no difference now whether there's Revius left over, because when I'm drinking my Molly Lugmore, it had a Revius in it. The ick is that the Molly Lugmore that's drunk has to be drunk from a coast which has got Revius in it. And then I pass it round. After I've drunk from it, I pass it round. Why is that eightzer better than a second eightzer? Okay, Rob, I say it's food for... What? I drank from the wine and what? So why is that better? Why is that better than the other case? No, my friends. The second case has got a Kasorin. Okay, everybody, so I think about it and let me know what's wrong with the second eightzer. I mean, it's all good. They're both good. Again, just very quickly, the first eightzer is I drink from my kois, a Molly Lugmov out of the kois. And then after I finish, I pass that kois around the table to everyone. They can drink from it. That's case number one. Case number two is before I drink from the kois, I pour a little bit out into another kois, a second kois. But I still have a Revius in my first kois, and I'm going to drink a Molly Lugmore from that. The second kois got a bit of wine in it. I'll dilute it with more wine, pour more wine in it, and then distribute it to everyone around the table and pour into small little cups. Why is the first eightzer better, Rabbi Yisai? Think about it and let me know. Good Shabbos, everyone.